B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. Yeah, I love that. It's a great story. I'm sure you love Junior.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm watching him bat right now.
You know?
Me and the coach are watching him on the MLB Network.
Yeah.
He just flew out to right.
He just flew out to right.
I love it. I thought he was going to go yard. This is like 90s. Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, man. Junior, what a flyer. We got VT Ron back. We lost him before he gave us his game. Hello, Ronnie.
Hey, back yeah, with you boys.
Sure.
Hey, listen, my first game, and this is crazy, and I remember my two firsts, one with the Eagles, one with the Phillies. But the Phillies is the first one. We used to drive down, and you'd have to go through Roosevelt Boulevard from Trenton, and it seemed like it took forever. So I remember my very first game because there's a unique story about this. My dad, you know, growing up in Trenton, we were growing up in Trenton, and he was really a Giants fan, New York Giants fan. And when they moved out west to San Francisco, when the Giants would come in, we would go to watch the Giants play. Now, of course, my dad being the Phillies being a home team, he, of course, would follow the Phillies. And you know his Danny Ozark story. But anyway, what happened was we went to a Giants game. And this is my very first game. And I guess playing Little League, I had my Little League shirt on. It was just a T-shirt. And I brought a catcher's mitt. I was a catcher. And me and my two cousins went down right to where they were warming up in Connie Mack, right where the Giants were warming up. Willie Mays was having a catch, which I don't remember. But I remember distinctly saying, hey, Willie, throw me a ball. And I put my catcher's mitt up, and he wound up, and he threw me a ball.
Wow, Willie Mays, man.
Willie Mays threw
that's
me a ball.
That's ridiculous, man. That's unbelievable.
Anthony, isn't that a great story? I'm telling you. It's kind of bringing tears to my eyes because I was really close to my dad. And that was just incredible. I wish I still had the ball, but I think I probably used the ball out in the sand lot a couple weeks later. But, man, that's the story I have with the Phillies. And then with the Eagles, my dad was a season ticket holder at Franklin Field. And he would take me to one game a year. And I remember my first game, it was against the Chicago Bears, and it was kind of snowing. And we would take the train from Trenton and get off at 30th Street and walk to Franklin Field. His seats, it was against the Bears. And I don't recall the game. It was just a regular game. But what always stuck in my mind was that his seats were on the 40-yard line visitor's side. But they had seats underneath the stairwell going up to the second level. So his seats were right under the stairwell. If you jumped up too quick, you're going to hit
yourself
on the head on one of the stairs. Anthony, there are two things that I remember distinctly. And it's just, you know, it's just, I'm glad this kind of came about because I've been listening
That's
to you
great.
All.
That's
and
great.
And this is great stuff.
But Joe, we owe it to Joe, one of our fine callers.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you real quick. Give me the Phillies 1-10 on success on the field. Five?
Five. Because there was a lot of stinkers between the good times.
Okay.
I mean, we had three really good years. And, you know, and you can't discount 93. That was a fun ride. And you can't discount 80. But think about everything between those times. There was a big gap. And you guys were naming pitchers and things like that. That, man, how the heck did we even survive? And you didn't even want to watch them. So, yeah, I got to give them a five. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because we won the series and had some really good playoff teams, but I can't go more than a five. So listen, hey, like I said before,
thank you, brother. Be safe, man.
Stay safe, pal. Talk to you later,
brother. Take care, VT Ron. Ryan in media, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ann, how's it going?
How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm good. Just out here working. I called in last couple days since. Work's been slow. You know, we're just looking for stuff to do out here. So now I got some time to call in. You know, I'm a long time listener. So,
we appreciate it, brother. We appreciate it.
So first, before I get to my first game, I wanted to just talk. You know, you and Tunis are always talking about being a sportsman and everything, and that's like definitely me. Like I like in scheduling your life around sports. It kind of makes it's making this whole thing feel like one day because when you watch so many different sports, so many different teams, not just Philly teams, it's always like day to day, week to week. What's this game? What's that game? You know, you're always, you know, and when there's no games, it's almost like time's not passing.
It's so true. You're so right. You're so right. That must be why for us, I mean, look, being home and, you know, the whole thing, it does. It feels like one long day. Yeah, and no games. It's so weird. I'll be sitting here at 8 o'clock, right? And the TV's not on.
Yeah.
When does that happen? I'll be on my phone or something, or I'll be writing or whatever. But 8 o'clock at night and the TV's not on.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I was watching the Mavs game when all the cancellations for the NBA came down. I just finished watching the Sixers-Pistons game, and then I had Mavs-Nuggets on, watching Luka go up against Jokic. And, you know, when all that stuff came on, and that feels like it was yesterday, you know, and it was weeks ago.
You know what? I was upset. Do you remember that night? There was a late game. The late game.
Oh, yeah.
And why did I not play? It was only ESPN.
And they were already there. The people were there. Everyone was in the building.
Yes! And all I kept thinking was, you know what? This could be, we could be in this for a while. I'm going to watch this game. And I sat down.
Same thing.
I was like, Zion, right? And what's
what was it, Pelicans, Thunder?
Kings. And the Kings.
Oh, Kings. Six and Kings, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, here we go. And like, what happened? Canceled the game. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and they made that crazy announcement over the PA system.
That was insane, man. That was such a weird night, wasn't it? Because the Sixers game was weird, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. Especially after it came out of who had, you know, the virus and everything. And then you're sitting there looking back, and I'm looking at my phone. Who did they just play? Who played who? I'm looking at all that stuff, you know.
I know, man. I guess we have no. I mean, I can't imagine them playing now. I can't imagine, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, I would hate to just end the season, but at the same time, coming up with some, you know, wacky way of finishing the season with some 16 teams. I mean, I'm sure we would all love it just because there's no sports on, but it would feel kind of cheap to me, you know what I mean? But I don't know.
I heard they were kicking around this idea about them going to Vegas and having the teams finish in Vegas.
Yeah.
Because they're out there for the summer league anyway. So they're talking about going to Vegas and having some sort of tournament or whatever at Thomas and Mack and taking that over.
Yeah, that would be pretty. It would be pretty wild to see them like completely reformat playoffs or something for, you know, just for us, you know, just to finish the season out. I mean, I would still watch it. I mean, I don't know.
In
the annals of history, if that would be considered a true championship, you know.
Then at this point, like all we crave is some sort of game or some sort of competition.
Now, what if the Sixers won the whole thing? What would you think?
I know what you mean. That'd be crazy. I mean, that'd be insane.
Then we'd call it a real championship.
I know. Oh, it was real. What are you talking about? It was the best parade. Oh, we can't have 3 million people social distancing at the parade.
I didn't even think about that.
Could you imagine the idea of social distancing? Did you go to the Eagles parade? I'm sure you did.
I did, yeah.
Right? Could you imagine social distancing? I hugged, got to be 10,000 people that day. I mean,
I had people pouring me, you know, drinks out of their their flask and stuff, like just walking around.
Oh my God! All right, do me a favor. Phillies 1-10 success on the field.
Yeah, I probably got to agree with the last caller. I got to go 5 because they have had, you know, a few years of the championships and the, you know, the dominant run, you know, in the, you know, 2000s. But, you know, I don't think I can go higher than 5 because those bad years weren't just bad. They were like unwatchable.
Yeah, they
bad.
Were,
I mean, they were, yeah. It wasn't like middle of the road and then a couple of good, it was night and day. So I think between the 0 and 10, you get a 5. So
Yes. That's good stuff, my brother. Thank you, pal. We appreciate it, as always. Breaking news from ESPN. Wimbledon has canceled for the first time since World War II.
Wow.
So Wimbledon has been canceled for the first time since the Second World War. There was earlier today, baseball canceled its London series that was supposed to take place in June. So now you see Wimbledon. Wow. And Wimbledon's a right of summer, you know? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Choose when Wimbledon cancels, and that's, you know, that's summer.
Yeah, it's, yeah. That's, that sucks.
I mean, that's July.
Yeah, that's scary.
Right? That's July. It's July, Wimbledon.
That's scary.
Wimbledon is July, yeah. Oh, my God. All right.
Giddy up.
Yeah, giddy up is right. All right. Well, let's.
I have some fun tweet that we can explore coming up.
All right, good. Quick TO, and we'll be right back. And you can always join us right there on the phone. Join the conversation. 610-632-0975. Cause Radio with Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, everybody, our buddy by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. On the text board, Dom says Borg McEnroe. Incredible drama. I do remember that. I do remember that. Did you ever watch tennis? Did you ever get into tennis, Judas?
No. I didn't.
When I was a kid, it was awesome. I remember watching it.
I had a tennis racket that was apparently like the brand that Andre Agassi used.
Uh-huh.
So I think I watched a few of his rounds growing up because I was like, right. That's the guy on my tennis racket.
Right.
And he was good. And that was pretty much it. I mean, I've watched the Nadal-Federer matchups because obviously, those are like the most talked about things when they're going on. So I've watched them, but I can't get into 1 versus 16 like I could 1 versus 16 NCAA tournament.
Well, I think it goes without saying. You know what I mean? Nobody's watching. Yeah, hardcore guys are, you know, different. I don't. I mean, I was just talking about some of the classic when I was a kid. You know, it was watching those guys. That was it. All right. Before we get to, I want to get back to the phones just a second, but give me your tweet.
Yeah, this was pretty cool. It's making its rounds on Twitter right now. And remember, a few weeks ago, we did the Mark Carrig with The Athletic. He did the all-time starting nine. that would win you a game. Remember, we did that a few weeks ago. This is just a random guy on Twitter, and he's a Cody Bellinger fan. It's Belly Bombs, right? Like that's his Twitter account. But he put out a great tweet yesterday saying, name a random MLB player who was good in the last 15 years that people just never talk about. And his answer was Prince Fielder, which is a good answer because Prince Fielder had a bit of a run in Milwaukee. Right, and then he ends up going to Texas, but he was a beast in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And, like, the first name that came to my mind was Jason Bay.
Yeah, you said that. I don't.
Jason Bay was very good with Pittsburgh, was still good in Boston. People didn't like that he went there because it was kind of like a sellout signing. But, I mean, again, I can't blame him. He got paid and went to a good organization. And then he fell apart with the Mets, but he was pretty damn good with Pittsburgh and Boston.
Jason Bay. I brought up Felix the Cat yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Cat didn't get a lot of love.
Yeah, because he's out there in Seattle, and I don't know. They were never really that great when he was there.
But dude, he was a great player.
He was a beast, I know. But like, they were never that great, so he never got that much.
Well, that was my point.
That run on social media and stuff.
Who never got any kind of love to the criteria of the tweet, Jason Bay?
Yeah. He didn't get any love. He was a pretty damn good player.
Did he deserve it? Let's go to the stats, shall we? Jason Bay. And it's fucking home runs. He had 35 home runs with the Pirates in 06. That was a good year.
Yeah.
35 home runs, 109 ribbies. He actually had a great year with the Red Sox.
Yes.
He had 36 home runs, 119 ribbies.
That's a pretty good year.
But he only knocked in 100 runs, more than 100 runs four times.
Oh, yeah. What years were those?
05, 06, 08, and 09.
Yeah, I mean, he played for a terrible Pirates team for a couple of years.
Yeah, but his numbers were, I mean, they're not, I mean, he hit 30 home runs three times, four times.
Yeah, he's pretty good over the last 15 years, and nobody talks about him.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think there are other players better than him.
I'm sure there are, but that was the first thing that came to my mind. Like, somebody responded with Grady Sizemore, who had a nice little run with Cleveland. But remember, he got hurt all the time. He was one of those guys.
I loved him. Jason Bay.
He crashed into the wall so many times. He just got hurt all the time from diving and flying into the wall. He actually played for the Phillies for a season.
I know. I used to like him. The Indians always had, like, decent players. You know, like, guys like him.
Yeah. You're right. Well, I mean, we went over Lofton a couple days ago, right? They had Tomei, Albert Bell. Through the years, they're one of those small organizations that can't afford to pay people. Not as much as the Marlins.
Yeah.
But they're always sort of in the hunt. I mean, how do you look at what they have now? They're pitchers.
All right, you ready? Here you go. Can you name me three guys on the 05 Indians?
The 05 Indians?
Yeah.
Travis Hafner.
Wow, that's great.
He's one of those guys that I would put on that list of guys that aren't talked about.
I was thinking the same thing. Travis Hafner, correct.
Now, is 05 too early for Jason Kipnis?
Too early.
Too early, okay. Oh.
This is a great team, this team.
Lofton was with the Phillies at that point.
Dude, I'll just give you the pitchers, right? Cliff Lee.
Oh, my God, yeah.
CC Sabathia.
Oh, that's right.
And Millwood. Kevin Millwood.
This is post-no-hitter with the Phils.
Bob Wickman. Look at that. Jake Westbrook. Remember him?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
He pitched for the Cardinals.
He did. Can you guess any other position guys?
Oh, my God.
There's an outfielder that I know you know. Think cereal. Think breakfast cereal.
Oh, my God.
Come on, you got this, man. Think breakfast.
Cocoa Crisp.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Very good, Judas. Cocoa Crisp.
That was Afro Cocoa Crisp.
That's awesome,
before he
man.
Went short hair with the A's.
Cocoa Crisp
oh
is right.
Oh, my God.
All right, two more you got to get. One is a first family of baseball. This guy, and now he's a manager. Prominent manager. And he's from a first family of baseball. Including his father, who played for the Phillies.
And he's a manager currently?
Yes. His father played for the Phillies. His grandfather was a major leaguer.
It's not Mattingly, is it?
No.
No.
Prominent manager right now. And his father played for the Phillies. There's your hint. You know who I loved on that team? Casey Blake.
Wow, he was with the Indians before going to the Dodgers, huh?
Casey Blake on that squad, along with Johnny Peralta, Ronnie Belliard, Ben Broussard, Victor Martinez behind the plate.
I loved Victor Martinez before he went to the Tigers.
Come on,
switch this hitter.
Yeah, come on, get this guy.
I know for a fact, I'm pretty sure Alex Cora played for the Indians, but I don't know if that's who you're talking about. Plus, he's not with the Red Sox anymore.
Alex Cora was on that squad.
Yes, he was. I know he played for that team.
That's come on,
such
man.
Random stuff.
Burke has it on Instagram. Burke got it right on Instagram. Last name begins with a B.
I give up. I don't.
Aaron Boone.
Oh, my God.
Aaron Boone on that squad. How about it?
Jeez. Give it to Burke. It's good work on him.
Her. Yeah.
Her.
Yeah. Let's go to Jeff in West Deptford. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How's it going, Anthony?
Hey, Jeff. How are you, brother?
I'm all right. Tough times, but you guys are awesome. I enjoy listening.
Thanks, buddy. What are you doing? What's your daily day been like?
Well, I work from home anyway. So the only thing that I've been really missing out on is I used to get out and go to the gym. Like, you know, you got to get out when you work at home. Church, I can't even go to church on Sunday morning. Nah. I got to watch it. It's so weird.
I know. It's crazy. We had Herman Edwards on, and Herman was talking about watching Mass.
I did hear him say that. Yeah, I've been doing the same thing. Yep.
That's wild. So what do you remember of your first game, Jeff?
Yeah, so I got three of them for you. And I'll start with the one that I remember the most, and then I'll finish with just good stories. So the first Eagles game was at the Vet. It was 1999 because they played the Rams that day. Wow. And that was the Super Bowl champion Rams.
Yes.
Yep. It was, and I remember they went right down the field, the Rams did, and did that little shovel pass to Marshall Faulk.
Wow.
To get in the end zone. Yeah.
That was Andy Reid's first year.
Was it? Was that? Yeah. It must have
first
been
year, yeah.
Donovan early. Was Donovan
yes.
there at that?
Yes, yeah. He was. Yes,
yep.
Yes.
So the thing I remember, and they beat him that day. Now, they probably wound up sitting a lot of the guys in the second half, but the Birds won that day.
Yes, and they did sit guys, but
I'm sure, yeah.
It was a. I remember writing about this, that the team had started to come together under Andy, and it was like, all right, they started to see a little bit of a light. And remember, that game was important because the next year they make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So then I got two good stories for you. So my first Phillies game, I was so young, I don't remember much about the game. It was at the Vet, and I remember you could never do this today. We brought a big pot of hot dogs that we brought them from home. We had this huge.
Yeah, that's
it was
awesome.
The whole. It was the guys of my family. It was my great grandfather, my papa, my dad, and probably some of my cousins. All the guys, And to this day, my dad talks about how he ate some absurd amount of, like, 12 hot dogs from our pot.
Oh, my God. You put a pot of dogs.
Yep.
And they let you in with a pot of hot dogs? That's crazy. That's unbelievable.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You could never do that today. But back then, you know, you weren't being, you know, people didn't worry about, like, terrorism and all that stuff. Yes. And it was my great-grandpa, my papa, my dad, the uncles. Yep, I remember that.
A pot of dogs. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember bringing food in. Like, I remember when I was a kid, they would stop. We used to we'd get Oregon steaks from 13th and Oregon. It used to be a steak shop. There's still one there, but it's like a different one. And we would get a cheesesteak there, like a steak sandwich. But there was a chicken place right across the street from the vet on the right, on the east, on the west side of Broad Street. And we would go there every once in a while, too, and bring it into the game.
That's the thing, and you can't do any of that. Can't even bring in their purse, and it's crazy. But, it's, I mean, it's for good reason. Well, my last one, again, and I apologize. I don't remember much about the game. I was so young. Flyers game, and we actually, it was me and my dad. We had really good seats right behind the net. And you know how when they go to, like, a commercial break, they'll put the camera on different fans and stuff? So they put it on fan, they put it on another fan, they put it on this girl, and the crowd starts going nuts, right? Then they go on another fan, they back to the girl, and the crowd starts going nuts. Well, and they kept doing this, and I was young. I didn't get it. And I'm like, Dad, why is everybody cheering for her? And my dad leans over, and he says, she's got big boobs.
Yes!
that's great.
Yeah, that was my first Flyers game.
That's awesome. That is very cool. You got good stories, man. I like it.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me, guys. This is a fun topic.
You got it. Thanks to Joe, our caller. Hey, let me ask you real quick, Ryan. Jeff, give me a grade for the Phillies 1 to 10 success on the field, Jeff.
I've been listening to you guys talk. Now, are we doing all time or last decade or
like modern day? So we're going to go, 40 years or so. So include the 80 World Series.
Yeah.
Even though you weren't around, like, just include that.
Yeah, I wasn't around for that. I mean, most of what I remember is, like late 90s, 2000s.
Grade it on what you saw.
Yeah. All right, so I'll say this. So everybody's been going 5, and I'll go down a notch and go 4. Only because, like you said, the 90s after 93 was pretty bad. I remember being in elementary school, and every year they were like a game or two out of the division with the Braves, but it never happened.
It never happened, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And 07 was the major turnaround. But then, after 2011, it's just been the same.
Yes.
Explicit BS.
You're right.
So I got to go. I'm going to be different and go 4.
You got it, Jeffrey. Good stuff, brother. Thank you. Let's go to Hesh. Hesh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Hesh? How you holding up, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing wonderful. When you were describing your experience at the vet, my heart started to pound. I don't remember my first game, but I remember that first feeling of walking through the tunnel up to the railing and looking out, and that grass, you were describing it as whatever kind of green, I can't remember, but it was like just gigantic, the size that you were talking about. When you're 9 years old, that is immense, that stadium, the vet, to you. You know what I mean?
Right?
And you said you were lucky enough to go to some games. My father made a good amount of money or whatever. My mom was a big Phillies fan. So he got her season tickets. I was able to go to hundreds of games, you know, over 10-year span. But, sat in section 324, seats 7, 8, 9, and 10. And, of course, Bowe was my favorite player, so I sat in 10. Every game I went to, I would sit in 10.
Yeah, I love that, man. That is great. Bowe, because, it's funny. We had him on the other day, and he doesn't even realize how much he was loved.
I loved him. He was my man. I mean, you guys were just talking about he's not a great. In my eyes, he was better than Ozzie Smith. In my eyes, Bo, there was no other shortstop. The jump, turn, and throw. And I think he, if he didn't have so many other great shortstops in that era, he might have been, he was just so overshadowed by, there was a lot of talent then.
He used to, he used to bother me when Concepcion used to make the All-Star game over Boa.
That drove me nuts.
Dave Concepcion. I hated Dave Concepcion.
Exactly. Of course, I was always punching that card, all Phillies, all Phillies, blah, 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 blah. But just punch that card, all Phillies, every time that All-Star game came around. I used to love that card.
What was this, yes, what was the sponsor on the All-Star cards?
Was it a hot dog?
No.
Come on. It wasn't bread. Bread, hot dog. What was it?
Gillette.
Gillette, damn it.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, man. Gillette. Well, I wanted to tell you one more thing about sitting in section 324. You're a little bit right and behind home plate, a little bit to the right and behind home plate. Foul balls will go back all the time. My mom might have 15 to 20 foul balls in her collection. Well, she's passed away, but, you know, and I would catch foul. It was amazing. One time a foul ball bounced into my mom's lap. A guy in front of us reached back into my mom's lap, and my brother gave him like one of them double-handed shoves with two hands on the shoulders. He went backwards. He went backwards. He might have rolled down three, four more rows over people. Over a foul ball, Anthony. Over a foul ball.
Yeah, but you can't. He, listen, your brother was right.
He was reaching in my mom's crotch.
Yes.
That's a no.
Yeah, exactly. Your brother was right, man. Disrespectful of your mother.
He was big. I couldn't do that. I'm 9, 10 years old. I'm not shoving nobody. I'm not shoving nobody now, Anthony. I'm a little guy. I'm not shoving nobody.
That's great stuff, man. Give me a grade. Phillies.
I know that 7 is what I'm coming up with because I have great memories. I don't know why everybody's going, greats were great, and I loved every minute of it.
No, I know you did, but I want you to grade honestly, not with your own experiences, but in relation to what you think the rest of baseball. And so, because we're really going to look at these franchises and how they performed, and we're going to do the same for each of them. But every aspect of them. So, what do you still listen? You go 7. You go 7. It's up to you.
Well, I'm gonna just if you want me to be dead honest with the pitching problems that we've had over the years and getting people that were supposed to be knockout players wind up not working out. I'm gonna have to go 5.
All right.
I mean, if we're dead, that's honest, but my heart's not letting me do that.
I'm gonna put a 5 down because I need you to be honest for it. Thank you,
Hess. I love you, man.
Love you, buddy. Take it easy, man. We gotta be honest as we look at each of the aspects of the franchise. We're gonna get into quality of game, like the quality of being at a game in the stands. We'll get into the whole thing. Scouting, how they are with drafting or minor leagues and baseball. So we're gonna get into all that sort of thing, and then we'll culminate with the all-time team. And then, you know, we'll compare and contrast, see where these franchises rank.
You want to hear how the people are voting so far on the poll?
I would love that.
All right, so the poll is on at 975 middays, and the question, talent alone over the last 40 years, everything combined, the good and the bad, where would you put the on-field talent of the Phillies on a 0 to 10 scale? And I'm proud of the Philly fan base because they're actually not voting in a homer light. They are, the options are 0 through 3, 4 through 6, 7 and 8, 9 and 10. 4 through 6 getting the majority of the votes, 61%.
Yeah, well, it's like that on the phones.
Yep, I'd give them a 5, just like Hesher. I go 6, maybe. Yeah. 7, 8 was 34% of the vote. 0 through 3, 4% of the vote. And 9 and 10 is just 1.6% of the vote. Under 2%.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, even 7-8, I don't
right.
see 7-8.
And Tim Galligan tweets in, anyone who voted 9-10 is delusional.
Yeah.
And I agree, Tim.
Yeah, Timmy's right. He's dead on. 610-632-0975. As we reminisce your first games that you went to, thanks to our friend Joe who called up to start the show. Wanted to hear some stories about people's first games, what they remember.
And I have the box score of the first game that I went to that wasn't a Phillies game. I just found it.
That wasn't a Phillies game?
Uh-huh. I'll explain coming up.
Is it a Major League Baseball game?
Yep.
Was it in Camden Yards?
Yes, it was. And it involved the Souchunas family reunion.
That's pretty awesome.
And yes, Ichiro, that was the day I figured out who he was.
Wow. M's O's. Look at that.
All right.
Got a couple of lines you want to jump in. It's Cuz Radio with Chunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Alright, coming up in 12 minutes, your chance to win a few bucks. We'll give you the key word coming up here. Hopefully, we're trying to give this away, man. You see, I got some company. Oh, I'm doing this.
Yeah, these pictures are great.
Massimo, the dog is, Gagooch is as big as, it's probably bigger than Massimo. He's got his paw around Massimo. They're laying down.
Yeah, your dog is 100% bigger than your child.
The child's 7. And I'm watching those two lay on the floor. The a lot of fun. So we got mostly 5s. That's good. That's where I think the that category is going to come in as.
Yeah, I mean, they've won 2 World Series. They've gotten a World Series. They've had some great runs, but they've also had some terrible times.
And you look at the talent, right? The talent, you know, like we went over great players. Is there anybody else we're missing? Schmidt, Carlton, Jimmy? Howard?
Somebody on Twitter asked, would you go Pete Rose? But he's more Cincinnati.
Yeah, he's not ours. Like, you know, he just came in, free agent. It's like, he's like Halliday.
Right.
Like,
he can't go Doc.
He's great, but he's not ours. Lee. Like, Lee's not ours either. So, I mean, that's the problem. We look at talent. And you look at success on the field and where it's been.
I know you question Hamels. Hamels you could consider. Right, I mean, he's had a nice career, but he's never been dominant.
Yeah, I mean, I love Cole. Like, you know, he,
dominant in the playoffs, won the World Series, won the MVP.
Yeah, but was he? I mean, he was very good, but he wasn't. I don't know. I mean, how many All Star games did he make?
Oh, you're right, and I think of the best lefties of all time. He's not on there.
No, I know, but is he? He's probably the third best pitcher that we've had in modern day, right? Behind Carlton and Schilling?
Yeah, that they developed.
Well, they didn't develop Carlton and Schilling.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
So if you go develop, he's the best.
Right, he's not even close.
So, but he's probably the period. He's the third best. That says something, right?
Well, that depends. Are you well, you're not considering Halliday and Lee.
Well,
Halliday was better than Hamels. He was more dominant. What a Cy Young.
Short period of time, but yeah, I guess so. Yeah, no, you're right about that. Let's go to Dave in Doylestown. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, guys. I hope you're being safe.
Yeah, thank you, Davey. How you holding up?
I'm hanging in there. We're a business that we're essential, so I'm very lucky.
What do you do?
I own a plumbing, heating, and air conditioning company.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
Hey, huge, Davey.
Yeah.
What's your company? Give us a little shout out for your company.
I own a company called Young & Bowman.
All right. Good. Okay. Good.
My father wasn't a big baseball fan, but one of our suppliers, gave us tickets, and we actually, they supplied a bus down there, and it was at Connie Mack Stadium, a few years older than you guys. And, we got in there, and I was a young guy, and it was just amazing for me to see this huge stadium that I thought was amazing back then. But, I actually got to see Dick Allen hit a ball completely out of Connie Mack Stadium.
Oh, my God. That's wild. I always heard the lore about Dick Allen, right? With the monster bat, like the heavy, heavy bat. Wow.
He was just a monster. We had some really good tickets. Our supplier is still today one of your sponsors. I was sitting next to the owner of Bradford White.
Get out! Oh, yeah. Wow. Check that out.
Yeah. So it was back then I had no idea, you know, who this guy was, but he was saying
Bradford White water heaters. That's it, baby. That's awesome.
Yeah, but my father just turned to me when that happened. He said, "That is one strong man."
So. Out of the park. Where did it land? Like, so give me.
I can't remember if it was 64 or 65, something like that. But I think it went to like left center field, if I remember right.
Wow. What would that have been citywide? Would that have been on Lehigh Avenue? What would it have been?
Oh, God.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
You're talking almost 50 years ago or more.
I'm sorry, brother.
that's okay, but...
it's my inquisitive nature. I'm a journalist, right, through and through. So I love details. So I forgive my inquisitiveness.
Later on, I heard that it actually hit a car.
Wow. Get out.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. Check that out.
I didn't remember Connie Mack Stadium where the parking was very much, but there wasn't very much of it. So,
oh, that's wild. That's wild. That's a great story, man.
Yeah.
That's a great story, brother. I appreciate that, David.
Yeah. The one thing else I remember is that being in Doylestown all my life is we had a little bar near us called Tomatoes. And I was young, and when I was younger, and I sat down with the bartender. There wasn't a lot of people there. And the bartender was Johnny Callison.
He and I talked
for 3 to 4 straight hours, nothing but baseball.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was just me and I and a couple other people in the old bar that night. It was snowing like crazy. So,
that is very cool. So. Conversation with Johnny Callison, 3 to 4 hours, the snow coming down. That's a great memory, man. That's very cool. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, Davey. It's a good story. I love hearing it. Like, I love those. And I like the details. Yeah. Well, that's a great conversation.
Like where you were at, what was going on.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that stuff. That's why I like, you know, the only thing, when he talks about the Dick Allen home run out of the park, the only thing missing, I love Citizens Bank Park. The only thing missing is that you should be able to hit a home run out of the stadium, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, hitting one to Ashburn Alley is, like, crazy. Right? Like, I get what you're saying. Like, you want it, but I like the Ashburn Alley, walking around there.
All right. I like Ashburn Alley.
I like the alley, you know?
But, dude, like, having covered the Cubs at Wrigley for a lot, there was nothing like when they hit a home run on Waveland Avenue. Wow, that was outrageous.
You can do that at Camden Yards.
Yeah. But they would stand outside in Chicago. It was awesome.
Oh, wait for the home run. Over the monster in Fenway.
Yeah.
By the way, we had to...
How about in San Francisco, AT&T?
Yeah, into the water.
Yeah.
Covey Cove. We had to rip the mothership of ESPN.
Why? What happened?
They put out a tweet last night that I'm just getting word of. you know how we're asking sort of like your favorite game you went to, that kind of stuff. They put out a tweet asking for the greatest fictional coach in a movie. And they had names like Henry Winkler as Coach Klein in The Waterboy, and Walter Matthau as Morris Buttermaker of the Bad News Bears. They even went Michael Jordan in Space Jam. But they also did Herman Boone in Remember the Titans. It was based off of a real story.
Oh my God, that's a major violation.
It's a total violation.
It's a major violation. Yeah, you can't have real guy. I mean, that's like saying Herb Brooks a miracle.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Like Michael Jordan portrayed himself in Space Jam.
Yeah.
This was often a real story.
Yeah, that's bad.
Come on.
Did they have Norman Dale?
I think they deleted the tweet. I'm just reading a story about it right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did they really?
Yes. Oh, yeah, of course.
It was probably some dude. They're getting crushed. I had no idea. Look at these pictures. VG's going homegrown. Randy Wolf.
Love the Wolf Pack.
Horrible.
Oh, the Vanimal has to be on that list.
The Vanimal?
Vance Worley.
Vance Worley. Oh, dude. Are we nuts?
We're so bad.
Wait till we get to the scouting and minor league development. We're going to get ones.
One, yeah.
Look at these. Kyle Kedrick. Larry Christensen. You had no idea who he is.
I know the name.
LC. So you know Bob Means Jobs?
Yes. Of course.
So he messed with Bob Means Jobs. Bobby Jobs was down there and causing as a hooligan at the vet.
I'm sure.
And Larry Christensen, he was with Bobby Jobs with my cousin Joey. And Larry Christensen fake throws a ball to Bob.
I can't do that.
It was like he mocked him.
That's a violation.
It was bad. So Bobby Jobs, he mooned him.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
He wound up going. Then he started to attack him. What's 38? Your ERA?
Yes. That's great.
Throwing things at LC. Yeah, it was great.
Things you could do with the vet.
Yeah, it was good old days.
Not at Citizens Bank Park. Going to jail.
They used to torture. The bullpen? Oh, my God. You remember the visitor's bullpen? You could look down?
Yep.
At the railing in the outfield?
In the outfield, yep.
Oh, my God. What they used to do. One day we got to have a vet story day, too.
You know what? Oh, my God. This is because you're making me think of the outfield. The random stuff that I miss about certain things. I miss at the vet the different logos of the teams in the division.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Yes, like they had it along the outfield wall.
Yes, in like circles. Like
yes.
That. Yes.
It almost looked like the bat on deck circle.
Yes.
Pads.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
You don't see that.
I'm so with you.
That's
brother.
Such a random thing that just comes to my mind.
That's awesome, dude. That's
love
awesome.
That stuff.
I knew I loved you for a reason, man.
They had the two Phillies. I don't know their names. I should.
Phil and Phyllis.
Phil and Phyllis out in the outfield.
Come on, man. The
top.
Cannon?
Yes.
There is the lore that Phil and Phyllis now reside at somewhere down the shore. They're down the shore somewhere.
Oh, I got to find this.
Yeah, Phil and Phyllis are down the shore. Somebody bought them. And I think that's where they're at. You know, didn't they bring the cannon back? I want to say they brought the cannon. The cannon was the best. I don't know why they wouldn't bring the cannon back now. When you hit a home run, they would have the cannon. The cannon rules.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.